The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
I'm going to go inside the Cats camp, and we're lucky enough to be joined. We're pushing it fine today, but we're lucky enough to get a man on who I've had a little bit to do with over the journey. He's been at the Cats for a number of years. He's in their player development space. He does a wonderful job, especially with the young players coming into the club. He's been good enough to join us for HMC Flooring. Mark Worthington, Wertho Kingy, Benny Cass and Nealty with you. Great to have you on K-Rock Footy for the first time, and looking very dapper too with the club issue suit on as well.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate that. You have drawn the short straw today getting me, but I was lucky enough to be in the president's function with our debutante family members. Anyone who debuted this year, we surprised their family with a nice president's luncheon today.
Magnificent. Now, the other thing is, I believe the McClellan Trophy was also presented to the club as minor premier. I think the CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, has rolled into town as well.
Yeah, it was nice to have Gil in town and present it to Scotty. He did secretly say he was here for his favourite player, Paddy's 300, but it was good to get the trophy in front of everyone down there. And Chris obviously accepted that and said he's got a big month ahead of him to go.
Absolutely. For those who don't know the name Mark Worthington, talk to us about your role at the Cats and how it's come to be and what it's evolved into over the years. You've been here for, I'm thinking 8 or 9 years now, to guess.
You've added a few there. That's good, long service leave coming up. But I've been here for 6 years now, come across in a property and footy ops role, and the last 5 years have been the player development manager. So myself and Shannon Burns and Dave Johnson previously in the player development space, where we, you know, really assist the players with their off-field stuff, transition in and out of the game, obviously really important now, and maximising their well-being to hopefully increase their performance on field. So it's a great place to be. I've been here, as I said, 6 years, but it feels like, you know, every day still the first day. It's so exciting to be at a footy club like this and a place like this where we get to play in front of our home fans, and hopefully today is another exciting one for everyone watching.
Yeah, you didn't go too bad with the footy in hand yourself up in the northeast of the state.
Your old mob knocked us off in the grand final, Kingy. I knew you'd go there with Wodonga, but no, I played for a little while, mate. But now I get to watch these guys up close. I do realise I was a long way off it.
Now, Mark, it's Ben Casanelli speaking. We had Tony Brown on a while ago when the Cats, actually it was a long time ago now, when the Cats played
Round 9.
Yeah, played the Saints at Marvel. And he suggested that the most bizarre thing that had happened to him throughout the year in terms of a request from a welfare-type person was someone to come and help him look for his dog. I think it was Hunter Clark had lost his dog. Do you have any sort of anything that stands out this year as really sort of bizarre on the spectrum?
Well, trying to sit there and have lunch before, I did have three players' partners ring me asking for tickets because they're rocked up to the ground without tickets. But thankfully, a lot of our guys are on top of their dogs. But it is an interesting role where you do no days the same, no request is the same as well. But I'm lucky enough that I haven't had to find any dogs around town.
Tell us something about Patrick Dangerfield. You obviously see him from a different perspective than the rest of us. You see him each and every day, and I mean, I don't know, but him being a senior player, how much interaction you have with him. But just in terms of your summary, tell us, maybe the listeners, something that they wouldn't know about Patrick Dangerfield coming up to his 300th game.
Yeah, I'm actually lucky enough. We got a good split. Shannon Burns looks after the first to third, and I tend to look after the four-year plus players, so I do a lot with Patrick. The thing that stood out to me the most, obviously watching him from afar when he was at Adelaide, is just the genuine the joy that Pat brings every day. He really does do that, and a lot of people talk about that, but I can honestly say, Pat, win, lose, draw, injured, not injured, he fronts up the exact same person every single day, and he does speak about bringing joy to our football club. And I know it's something that Joel Selwood often references, it's changed the game since Pat came here, and Pat made sure that everyone has a smile on their face, and he does live by that mantra every single day. So, it is amazing to watch, actually.
For HMC Flooring, speaking with Geelong Player Development Officer Mark Worthington, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Mark, I just want to touch on the changing face of footy and selection and things such as that. Like, at the moment, we're seeing a lot of players manage towards the back end of the season. But even today, we've got some players out there that, you know, you're 2 weeks out from finals and we wouldn't think that they've cemented their spot in the team. How are you working with those players that aren't sure whether they're in 1 week, out the next? You've got, you're 2 weeks away from finals, the VFL team aren't playing. Can you give us a bit of an insight into that?
Yeah, great question, Mark. I guess one thing I've always said is not to get involved in selection or the footy, just in the role that I do, but you really, you hit the nail there in regard to my role. It's around supporting those players, because it can be a bit of a challenge. And from an outsider looking in, you start to think, you know, Geelong do manage their players. But one thing is, from our leadership, you know, led from Scotty and Lloydie, is the communication to the players at the start of the year and continue throughout the year. It's so consistent, and our players are aware this was going to happen at the start of the year. Some of our older type of players are aware that they would be managed. And every time I go and speak to the players that are managed to check in with them, you know, they say, well, the communication's been really clear with the plan, and, you know, quite excited by the possibility to freshen up and be managed. And you know better than anyone, Mark, this time of the year is about making sure that we play the best footy we can possibly play in the next month. So the fitness team, the leadership, the coaches, the GM, they're all above this type of stuff. And as long as the communication clear is, I think our players are really in tune with making sure that it's a squad mentality. If we're going to win the grand final this year and go far, it's going to be an entire squad that does do that. And I think that's something that we truly believe in.
Thanks for that response. That's a wonderful insight. I'm sure all the K-Rock listeners and Geelong supporters will be really happy with everything you just said. Hey, now, you mentioned the leadership of Simon Lloyd, great mate of K-Rock. Is it true that the rest of you in that area are asking him to, those Versace jackets he wears, for them to become your uniform on game day? Is that true?
Yeah, there has been a request to do that. We are lucky to be sponsored by Cotton On and all dressed by Cotton On and look good, but when Lloydie does roll in with some of those high-class jackets, there is a request if we could all get our jacket and scarf to look like Lloydie.
I think you should just be careful of the soft cap. I reckon some of those, if they go inside the soft cap, you might be playing with a few less players.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Benny?
No, I was just going to ask you, Mark. Jed Buse, he's not a high-profile player, but he's a very, very important player. He's closing in on 150, 148 games today, 28 years of age. Just tell us a little bit about Jed. And, I mean, he was a bit of a whipping boy, in fact, for Sir Geelong fans early on in his career. And I reckon he's about the first pick now.
He's done well, hasn't he, Ben? And the thing with Jed, and I guess I've got the pleasure of working with him off-field as well, he's someone who really wants to dedicate time to on and off the field. He's got a really good balance. He's got a really good non-athletic identity as well. It's not just purely about the football for Jed. He's got enough time for everyone in the building. He's the first bloke that you see up and down checking in with all the staff every single day. And I actually think that attitude and the way he's changed to do that, I think it's helped his football. He's not so reliant on wins and losses and form and selection. He's just put a lot of work into his game. I know Scarlo really loved him as a lockdown defender, and I know James Kelly's come in and added a little bit more to his game as well, and he's someone who's willing to learn and commit, and I'm really pleased for Jed, and I look forward to seeing his milestone in a couple of weeks as well.
All right, Wurtho, you love your cricket. Before we let you go, what are you doing this summer? There was a whisper you might have been back out at Motawari doing something.
Yeah, I got sucked back in, Kingy. I've committed to helping out Motawari this year in the cricket, but I'm not sure I'll get the whites back on.
How do you go with the Dave Robertson influence out there at Motta?
Robbo sounds very famous. I've only met him a few times, but every time anyone says anything to do with Motawari cricket, it's about Robbo. All I said was make the wicket hard, fast and bouncy and we'll be fine.
Ah, good stuff. Hey, Wurtho, we really appreciate you joining us, and hopefully in 2023 we'll speak with you as well. It's a great insight that you've given us into your role and how it's evolved over the journey in your time at the club, and look forward to seeing you through the finals and look forward to obviously getting those ticket requests in too when we need some later in the year.
Pleasure, mate. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Mark, and have a good call today.
Good appreciate on you, Mark.
Mark Worthington joining us down there as a part of our HMC Flooring pre-match interview. HMC Flooring, Fine Street, West Fine Street in Newtown.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.